In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you missed any of our Patriots Monday and Friday interviews, go back and listen on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to the Greg Hill Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of the Greg Hill Show
on WEEI.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will be with us at 9 on this morning show before we get out of here for the holiday. And it's also a Patriots Wednesday, I guess. Jelani Tavai will join us in about a half an hour at 7:30. But we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
And what are you doing for the holiday? You're going to UMass tonight?
I'm going to UMass today to drop off the food and just really drop it off and come back because the boys have practices. They get ready for their last game of the season against UConn. And
No days off.
They need more days based on what their record is. So,
Have you been offered any kind of a coaching position now that there's been a head coaching change?
No, I haven't, but they definitely need a change of culture down there. So whoever the new guy is, hopefully they come in and they hold players and coaches accountable. They change the culture and everybody's put on that if you make a mistake, you come out the game and learn from the mistake rather than, you know, basically letting the players run.
Do they have the roster to do that? I mean, our head coach does not have the roster to sit people when they make a mistake.
Yeah.
That's what he said on this show.
They have the roster in college, but it's more about the new guy being holding everybody accountable. Right.
Anyway,
so we'll see what happens.
Your lead.
All right, so my lead is, it's not sports related. This dawned on me when I went to Atlanta over the weekend. And this is my moonshot. For all the TSA people out there and all the FAA and airlines people, we need a line that is strictly for people with no carry-on. I have TSA pre-check, but I don't carry anything on. A separate line that is just...
This is brilliant.
That's really good.
No purses, no backpacks, nothing.
I love it.
Your wallet, your phone... That's it.
Well, for a woman, you should be able to have a purse.
No, because then they get the stuff in it, and then it's got to, you know.
I kind of like this.
Yeah.
And then you don't have the people who are, no offense, Courtney, to your husband, but you don't have the people who are falsely planting their overhead bag in somebody else's overhead.
Right.
So they can try to get off before everybody else, like Santo and Courtney do.
Santo is otherwise impeccable, but that is
you don't have people that are trying to figure out if they can jam their oversized bag into the thing while you're waiting there to go.
Right.
Wiggy, I love it.
They got the giant, they have the bags on the wheels. They got giant backpacks, and then a woman's got a tote bag, a purse. It's got a million things in it.
Yeah, it would make it quicker.
And Wiggy, this is the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say in my entire life. And the other point is, what always happens, I'm sure it'll happen today when I'm at Logan. Okay, we have a full flight. Please come up to us if we can check your bag at the gate. this incentivizes people to check their bags in advance, and those that don't have a bag board first because they're just going to go right to their seat. No jockeying over position right. for the overhead bins. Like, perfect. Brilliant.
My wife and I, we were discussing this, like, and we were even at the point where there should be a line strictly for people who travel with kids. There should be a line, honestly.
It's a lot of lines.
Well, do they already do that?
No, because
and listen, I've traveled.
They say if you need assistance or traveling with children,
yeah,
you can.
They say you can have.
Well, they usually just say that to Greg.
We're talking about like
that's,
the.
That's why Curtis brings a fake child with him when traveling.
We're talking about
very quiet.
Where you go through the scanners and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like that's
TSA.
What,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about. And listen, I traveled with kids, and I know. That when I had kids, you got a million things. You got Cassie, you got stroller, you got this. People are behind you, and I'm behind some people, and I'm like, listen, I got a wallet and a phone.
The only line-related moonshot I would put ahead of that one is the – I think there should be a separate line at Dunkin' Donuts for those that are only getting coffee.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, I think the people who are getting 12 sandwiches – for the fellas at work,
right?
Figuring out what kind of donuts they want. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes them an hour to figure out what the 12th donut's going to. Those people, fine. The other people who just want to get in there, get a coffee, and get out of there ought to be in a separate line.
And it is a douche move.
I'm with you.
If you're ordering a bunch of stuff and you see a guy behind you clearly just trying to get to work, if you don't let that person go ahead
of
you.
Yeah, correct.
I let somebody go ahead of me at the grocery store the other day because she only had like two things, and she didn't even say thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. let's get to Wiggy, great lead.
You got
thank
it.
You. Appreciate it. Great lead.
No problem.
And all right. So here's my lead. And I had didn't know it, but I had a couple CIs on the ferry to Nantucket for Thanksgiving. In the law enforcement business, Curtis, we call those criminal informants.
Yeah, rats.
Uh-huh. So Bill and his lovely girlfriend on the ferry to Nantucket, obviously for Thanksgiving. What would you guess they were doing on the ferry, if you had a guess?
Please tell me engagement ring shopping.
That is not it.
Were they playing charades?
No, they were not playing any kind of a game.
On the ferry.
On the ferry to Nantucket.
Oh, heavy makeout session.
Not a heavy makeout session. It required the use of a laptop.
Looking at houses in other locations.
Was she doing her college essay?
He was not doing her college essay.
SAT prep.
No. Those that got into a discussion with the former head coach of the New England Patriots were able to reveal that Bill, and she is helping him, Bill Belichick is writing a book. He is writing his life story.
It's like fourth book.
So I wonder if that has any indication about whether he will coach or not. And more importantly, is he going to name names? And is he going to explain to you finally, Chris Curtis, what happened with Malcolm Butler? Is he going to seek revenge for the dynasty in book form when the Bill Belichick life story comes out sometime soon?
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you what I pray?
Unbelievable.
What a great book.
Unbelievable.
He's already written five of them. Right. But, yeah, I mean, I will say this. I will read it just for the Kraft chapter.
Right?
How great would it be if Netflix did a series on his book, just as revenge for the Apple one?
Bill, unlike a confidential informant, Bill is no snitch. So it's probably just going to be a book about his life in coaching.
Mangini's going to get barbecued.
And how, you know, some of the things that you have to do to be a great coach. Like, there's no way Bill's in there snitching about.
I think Jordan may change that, though.
I think having
the girlfriend be like, it's going to sell more copies if you add X, if you expose this. Or if you have people in your ear saying, like, they screwed you with Dynasty,
That's not Bill's MO. Look at him on
But if he's done coaching, it could be his MO.
But look at him.
He can't write a book about the whole thing and not include his relationship with the craft.
But look at him on all his media platforms. Generally, when you get into that world, you give a little bit of a behind the scenes, and you
he
might
has no problem saying things that he feels that are negative.
But he never name drops
about the Patriots.
But he never name drops.
Oh, but he's going to have to explain his exit and what happened here and all of that.
Yeah, I think he just is like, it didn't work out. He's not going to be like, well, Robert Kraft did this. That's not Bill. Bill don't operate like that. That's the one thing I'll say about Bill.
Yeah,
I would be reading it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I would, 100%. All right. Those are our leads. Huh? We are going to get to, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up next. And then Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 on today's show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins got shut out by the Canucks 2-0 at the final with one of Vancouver's goals. The game winner coming from Jake DeBrusque. He did get a nice tribute video before this one, and Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 13 saves in the loss. Wiggy brought up at the beginning of the show the difference in shots on goal between the two teams. So the Canucks 13, the Bees ended the night with 33. Jabril Peppers returned to Patriots practice yesterday, declining to comment on what's been going on. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
Understand that you guys had questions about what transpired earlier in the season. Under the advice of my attorneys, I'm not at liberty to discuss any details. I look forward to doing so as part of legal proceedings. I hope you guys understand and respect that.
No word on if he will be able to play this weekend in the game. We are making today a bit of a Patriots Friday due to the holiday. Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 ahead of the Pats matchup with the Colts on Sunday at Gillette. And we're going to make a parlay for tomorrow. So to help you prepare for Turkey Day games, we've got Bears-Lions at 12:30. I'm going to go Lions in that one. Giants-Cowboys at 4:30. I'm going Cowboys and Dolphins-Packers at 8:20. I am going to pick the Packers. And today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is Sushi Madness. Pick up select varieties for $6 each. That's right. Select varieties of sushi are $6 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 36 in Boston. Afternoon high of 47. If you're traveling, call your airline.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.